As the standardized testing season begins in schools across New York next month, opponents of the controversial Common Core curriculum are making more noise. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, some parents and educators are suggesting that the best way to express displeasure is to have kids refuse to take the tests.
Tanya Wilson didn't pull her daughter out of the state-mandated tests last year at the West Genesee School District in Camillus, but she will this year.
Because I have a high-performing student who doesn't test well on these tests. And if she doesn't test well on these tests, then she's forced in state-mandated services that she can't get out of based on her high academic performance until she's reassessed 4, 5, 6, 7 times in the next academic year.
Wilson doesn't think she'll be alone, as worries about the Common Core remain among parents the second academic year it's being implemented in New York State. Those concerns, according to parents, include too many standardized tests that take away from classroom time and unduly stress young children, as well as student-based data collection connected to the tests. Last year, fewer than a third of students that took it in New York State passed. West Jenny parent Judy Griffith says parents who are upset with this do have a way to be heard. Keep their children home the day of the test.
You can refuse. If you look at the test, there is a circle that you can circle that is a refusal option. And so that's what parents are using. There's no provision to opt out of state testing, but you can send in a refusal letter.
Ultimately, opponents of the more rigorous curriculum are hoping that the state Senate approves an omnibus bill that's already been passed by the Assembly that would delay implementation of the Common Core standards for the next 2 years. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.